compound one and four. Right? Well, one and a half. Cool, he's low. Not too long. What have you lost? Oh, it won't go far without him. I locked the door. Did you lock him in? On your knee.
Just rested on my lap. And
yep.
I didn't normally put it straight in position.
And off to be Johnny Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. And I brought my nerve. Look at that. Looks horrid, doesn't it? Put it on a rack in the dressing room.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Hanging off, so I had to take it off. They are bloody nuisance, them racks, you know, dangerous. It's a wonder people haven't had serious injuries from them, really. I don't know how we get away with it. The whole lot bloody scrapping in the new lot. All the roast ones. There's hardly one decent roast shelf, is there? The teaker shelves across the sturdy one. That's yesterday's winner, darling. Still trotting along.
That's been all my horses going.
I quite fancy a ride on a horse. Poor horse for me on it, but still. There's heavy people in me that are out and doing them. Jockeys are nearly as heavy as me that ride.
That's true. True. Jim Shirley's not that.
No, she's
that,
she's not fat, but she's a big lady like me, isn't she?
I thought we were about similar sort of weight.
Yeah. No, she's a big built lady like me. She's solid.
She's tall, isn't she?
Yeah. There's some jockeys who are 11 stone, aren't they? They're jump jockeys, not the flat, but jump jockeys, aren't
they? Some of them with the weights and that carry 12 stone, aren't they?
Yeah. Poor horse. 12 miles, I've gone over jumps and God knows what else with 12 stone.
Stone is the minimum weight for a jump in a jump race. That's the minimum
so
set.
So does it have to have weights? Like if a woman does it? Women jump jockeys. If they have to have weights in the saddles and that.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a
jump
set to carry 10 stone, it's got a 7 pound claimer on, so it carries 9 stone 7.
Yeah.
But quite often they put a little bit overweight. 10 stone is the minimum, 12 stone is maximum. Well, I've done that, and sometimes they carry 12 or 5. But that certainly is the.
I think I quite enjoy a ride. Yep. No? What did you like horses you don't plan to get on the back of one? I thought you would. I have to admit you're rather large, but.
Yeah, I
would
say. It's a bloody great car.
Well, it does, it'd have to be a bloody great stallion, wouldn't it? But, I think it'd be quite enjoyable.
Ollie Barnes down there.
Is he? Curtains today in the pub. Going to park.
It's as easy as anyway.
Yeah.
How busy the will be stormy will be.
Thursday will be, I would imagine. Yeah.
The start of the year, we could be running around there trying to find his mates. Down the Queen's Girls School, it's not that far away. Fairly central.
I understand why people who don't work in town don't use that one, really.
They do. No doubt they do as well.
Oh, I don't know, because there's a hell of a lot of people parking the same cars in that multi story in the land.
It's where they work,
isn't it? Even then, if you were in the horse fair, it's not that far to go, rather than clutter up the nearest one for a whole day. It's pretty fun weekend, but I don't like that one. Every week in the standard, there's always a, you know, this breaking, that breaking, and
ruining part of your car, you got the risk of breaking in.
I know, but that one seems worse than anywhere. Isn't it? Every week, you know, stolen out of the Papooch car park.
Yeah.
Car broken into. I mean, who's... I can't imagine with all them cars in there that nobody ever seems to see anything. What we do and turn a blind eye.
Often it happens late at night, doesn't it? Yeah. After chucking
out
time.
I think a lot of people are just, you know, I'm not getting involved with them, they might belt me one and walk away. In a way you can't blame them, but it's sad. The people I can't say to a young yobbo, you know. Leave that alone, or else I'll go and get a policeman. The fear of them
again,
belting them one.
Go and get a policeman. Tom, you gone and got a policeman there?
They're gone.
So,
yeah,
there's no...
Seems so much of it that somebody must see some of it. Then would we be there any different? Would we get out of it quick?
Turn a blind eye, don't they?
Yeah, because they don't want to get involved in the frightened of the consequences, aren't they? Apart from all police statements and probably hours stuck in police stations.
Yeah.
If they find out you've shoffed them, they're just as liable to put a brick through your window or belt you one.
Yeah.
Or damage your car next time they see it.
Yeah.
So you can't blame people in that respect, really.
So when they get it done, this will be one hell of a big car park, won't it?
Yeah.
So there'll be plenty of space.
It's quite full, dear.
It's packed the other way today.
Oh.
Can't quite make out what they've done today. It's all parked all funny today.
Well, we're going to get anywhere.
Because
it's Thursday. Can you not park next up?
No, there's a thing blocking it all, doesn't there?
Yeah.
Oh well. Can't see the reason why I can't park it, actually.
Well, he is, so.
See the reason why I can't park next to this one? Let's have a look. How much room have I left in front? That's a lot, you see. There's enough room left. How much room have I left in front now? There's a room for a car there, isn't it? Yeah, there's a car there.
That lady's going to come next to us. She looks as though she's looking to see if it's available.
There's no counter that one, are they? There's room, isn't there?
She's getting through alright, and that one's getting through alright. Yeah, she's coming next to us.
Yeah, I can't see the reason why I can't park here.
No, she isn't. Where's she going?
I can't see any reason to work out about that.
She is. She can either be going.
There's all that space over there. I suppose we could have gone over there, really.
top, darling. Car park attendant in the new car park. Make sure everyone parks in nice straight rows.
Thank you. I recognise it from somewhere, don't I?
Do you?
Hadley's.
Hadley's, yeah.
Training.
That's it.
Yeah, he showed me round.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, did you scare?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Buy some carpets, do I get free fitting or do I have to get extra for fitting?
Well, the prices you actually see on the fitting
included.
Yeah, you don't say free because it's
no,
not
well, you know what I mean. Whether I don't know whether you have to pay extra
no.
Some places you do or whether
yeah.
It's all included.
It's all included. I mean, if you do buy a Hessian back carpet, the only thing we do charge extra for would be £2.50 on top or £2.75 for underlaid doorbells and that sort of stuff. But if you buy a phone back, it's just the price you see. So everyone's on that training scheme now, I suppose, isn't they?
Maps.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I won't let it do it when I was.
5 minutes. Won't let you do it. What, too old?
Too old, they say, but Kirk and all that.
Now it's gone up to 24 now. It was 18, but now it's 24.
Typical, we're done then.
Yeah, Kirk's gone on it, I don't know why. I said to him, how many years is it going to take you to do it?
He's
never there to do it.
That's his brother down there, actually, he just started.
Is it? Oh, better show up. He's a good lad, but he drinks rather a lot and suffers quite a lot from hangover. He comes in, throws up and goes home again.
He's got hangover at night today, actually.
Oh, God. Because I'm first aid, I usually get... I'm the lucky person who hangs his head over a sink and sends him home again.
Lovely deal.
Quite often.
Girlfriend's mum doing
it. Who's the girlfriend's mum?
Maureen Gibson.
She's done very well.
She's started before me, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while now. I am getting moving into a new flat soon, and I want a living room, a lounge bedroom, a hall, a bathroom, and a kitchen. I'm looking.
We do for all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There, well, all these sort of ones around here are suitable for living rooms and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the end, we've got ones for bathrooms and kitchens.
Bedroom.
Yeah,
usually,
these ones sort of thing.
Yeah, but they usually get not quite as heavy duty for bedrooms.
We have got some good heavy duty ones, heavy domestic.
Mm-hmm. Just looking and deciding what colour schemes I'm having.
When is that vegan music?
I'm not absolutely certain, I ain't got the keys. I mean, we're waiting for a mortgage going, well, that's just being decided. So all the contracts have to be exchanged and all that laugh. So it'll be a few weeks.
Yeah, girlfriend's mum and dad, they're going through that and they're going to toss
that
around.
Yeah, I know, I'm worrying on about it last night. She's had somebody down the team and offered them a ridiculous price.
Yeah, but the rain's been ill for the last week, and every time she has to stay in bed, right, and then someone rings up and says, and Maureen said, get up because someone can rent a clear.
You can't be in bed while there's someone looking in your bedroom.
Your dad said, you tell him. She said, you're real. Stay in bed.
she's off today, isn't she? Aren't they going to...
Yeah, the rain's...
Going to tribunal or something. Yeah, Maureen said she was going there.
She wanted a month ago, would it, really, because the rain
yeah,
bad. But
Maureen's, of course, not very nice, is it?
I was going to try and get a bit of day off and go down and see how they get on, but I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll keep it in mind when I get the right the date, and then I'll just go and fix them. I'm just having a look around, see what's on offer.
When you do,
I mean, I can't do anything until I get a key and some dates and know when I'm going to be able to do it.
But when you do get the keys or whatever, if you come back, we can always come round and measure up. And
well, that's it.
There's no charge on that, isn't it? You know, and then just come back and pick your carpets, or we can bring some around and show you.
It'll be completely empty, so it'll be that's when I want the carpets putting in before we get anything else in. Make a start.
So
love your patterns.
Carpets we always sort of to show people. It's a waffle back.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Best thing for drinking or beer, just in there.
It'll be sort of medium, I think. Obviously, I've got a lounge, bedroom, the hall, and the bathroom. One of the swamps in the hall for the kitchen, and I've got about £700, and that's about it. So,
we'll
right, I'll be back. Thank you.
Done? Sort of.
Yes.
Sort of.
Oh, see, not doing the races. I think it might take a little longer than anticipated because of he's already had dealings with the vendor solicitor. Obviously with the other flag. He's not particularly happy with the way the other solicitor's going about things. He said, don't, whatever you do, commit yourself to the carpets and things like that just yet, just until everything's, you know, everything's sorted out. Search. Pay the £40 for a search fee.
You
have
to?
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got to do that anyway.
You need search fee if you're brand new, and
you've got to make sure that everything's. He said there shouldn't be any problems. Wait till the mortgage offer and everything's through, and we've gone through the lease because it's leasehold. It's probably about 40 pages long. So it's a little bit complicated than my freehold. It's a leasehold. The lease gives you sort of all the. But being leasehold, you see, there could be, you know.
Did he give you an idea what the fees would be?
No, I'm asking if he should. But he doesn't say.
I'm not going to that carpet shop for carpet. It's very expensive.
Is it? The solicitor will send him a copy of the lease, and it could be about 40 pages long, and he'll go through it, what the do's and what the don'ts, and all that sort of thing are. So. Yeah, yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
we can put yourself down.
I mean, what the...
Have you just spoke to
your I've just spoken to Pat Land.
Yeah, but he said he's possibly with a pound of hair.
Yeah, because it's leasehold.
Yeah, it's leasehold. I don't know. I'll ignore
yeah. Yeah. No, he's passed me over at Pat Land. So, he'll be the acting solicitor.
Yeah,
I just had a word with him.
Okay, we'll get letters out to...
He said he's already had notification from you that things were going ahead.
Yeah, we've got a letter from us. And the other side solicitor, we've got
a letter on the same day.
Yeah.
What we've got to do is just give a quick phone call and just say, look, please be aware, Pat Land, not Wilton Davis.
Yeah.
Of course, we will.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so apparently he specialises in the leaseholds.
Yeah. Because it's the leasehold. Technical with apartment.
Yeah.
One of the top dogs.
This is sure getting it sorted out properly, and I hope so. So he said he was, he's already had dealings with us.
What's actually on your account?
The vending solicitors.
Yes.
Yeah. He said he's a bit.
I don't think Norman got on too well with it.
No.
But Norman's that kind of character. It's all just spade a spade. And if you don't get on with someone, he'll tell him. But that man's going to be a little more diplomatic.
I think it'll be going to be alright.
Well,
it might just take a little bit longer than we first anticipated, but it doesn't matter. We've got no great rush to get in, have we?
No,
just
The most important thing is not what you're going to have to pay out, which is those two there. Okay. That's yours, yeah. But I just need a hope to have a
Right. No problem.